Good evening to all of you. Welcome to the Shukri Wright Show, a special edition, but a bit more on a somber note here on this Friday afternoon to you, wherever you may be, however you may be listening, here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app, globally on WMFO.org. This is not how I envisioned this going down. And I want to start off the show by delivering the news that I'm sure that you may have heard throughout the day. And in case if you haven't heard by now, this is in fact the final show for a while. Yes, the gravity of the situation has become too enormous to ignore. And as of midnight, this radio station will cease human broadcast. And this show, this is the final edition of the Shukri Wright Show until who knows. It's tough. It's a very difficult pill to swallow. And we're going to be here with you until 8 o'clock. And phone lines are open. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And let's start the show by saying on the following. Yesterday, we were on the air for a couple of hours. And it was a terrific 2 hours in terms of the show, but not under the circumstances. That all changed yesterday afternoon when I got news of the news that I broke to start off the show. And although it's most certainly understandable as to why, I have to admit that there's a part of me that's hurting right now. And I'm not ashamed to admit that. This is a very difficult situation for everybody involved. And I give credit where it's due to the higher-ups at WMFO for taking the necessary precautions, as well as the people who are higher up above management at this radio station as well. So with all of that being said, we are here for the next 56 minutes, and we're going to try to make the best of it. And the situation itself has gone beyond anything that we've ever witnessed. This isn't just a sports story anymore. Yesterday, if you were listening live on the air, we essentially witnessed the shutdown of all major sports and college sports, one by one by one. If you were listening yesterday, you heard me break the news that the NHL was suspending this season. You heard me break the news live that Major League Baseball was going to be suspending operation and delaying the start of the regular season by a couple of weeks, at the very least. So, with all of that being said, it's now getting to a point where it's feeling a bit eerie. Like, things don't feel normal at all. And I'll even add this factor here. I honestly cannot remember a time when sports was shut down on a level like this. Now, I mentioned 9/11 yesterday as being the closest thing to it, but this is the difference. The big difference is that when 9/11 happened, baseball season was already in full swing. We already had started the pennant race, and the pennant races were already in full heat. And the NHL and the NBA seasons were either in preseason or about to start preseason and so forth. And the NFL season had just started. But in this case, I got to tell you, we've seen every single sports league shut down. WMFO. Yeah, so as I was saying, we've never seen anything remotely like this before. And I'm having a hard time even remotely bring this to the conscientious. As for me, I've struggled with this within the last 24 hours. I mean, it's been tough. I'm not going to lie to you. We got Lou and Everett, who's on the line this evening. Good evening, Lou. How's it going?
Hey, Shu, how you doing?
I'm struggling with this. I'm not gonna lie to you, but pushing on, as that's what we do in the radio industry. So talk to me. What's on your mind?
Well, you know, I've been on your show multiple times, and I'm at a standstill. You know, first being a Celtics season ticket holder,
absolutely.
You sit back and you say, oh well, it'll be back, and then the NHL, the Major League Baseball, and college basketball. And golf, and soccer, and you name it, it's canceled. The NASCAR canceled today. And I don't even think that's a sport. But that's a different debate.
Right.
This is historic.
Oh, without question. And it's funny because, like, literally, we've just moments before you called, I was mentioning that the only thing that comes remotely close to this is 9/11. But what makes this so different from 9/11 and what happened then in terms of sports back then? Was you didn't have the shutdown of sports one by one by one, like not in this not in this case at all. So I tell you what, just in fact, give me 1 second. We got Mike in Medford, who's also on the other line, along with Lou and Everett. What's going on, gentlemen?
No. Hey, Mike.
What's up? Well, I mean, I'm just starting off the show, and I got to admit, this is heartwarming, to say the least, because like right now, like, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm struggling just a little bit. And I just want to just do this quick little monologue in which that I will say this. That you two know that how, like, passionate I am when it comes to radio, and that this is like my career, my dream career, and so forth. So, and in considering everything that's going on right now, it's awfully hard to sit here and say that perhaps these are some normal circumstances. And. And even especially in the world of sports, colliding with the reality in which that we're now living in, this is absolutely unprecedented. I am struggling to think of a time where you can even make any type of comparison to this. And the fact of the matter is, it just there really isn't. What are your thoughts, Mike?
Well, we've been through different sports at different times having the lockouts or having some sort of issue. And we've all lived through that. But like you said, this is unprecedented. This is every major sport shutting down for an infinite amount of time right now.
Yeah.
And I myself, even off the thing of sports, I was just looking. Disneyland in California has closed.
Wow.
Disney World.
And it's only...
Suspending.
Yeah, it's only happened actually three times before this ever. And the other time that it happened was 9/11.
Yep. Exactly.
So, wow.
Yeah, this is absolutely amazing. I'm without words, but I'm hoping it's brief. The only good thing is it's when it's happened. You're talking, it's unprecedentedly warm here.
It is, absolutely.
As the spring comes in, you know, the last times we've had major epidemics may not have been as bad as this, but certainly have had them. As soon as March went out, so did the virus, and I'm hoping that's what happens. And I think that's why you're seeing a lot of, you know, delays of just 30 days. Because it's taking a turn. China just announced that it's taking a turn, and
a
huge amount of people that have recovered now, which is great to hear that like 70% of the people have recovered over there. So I'm hoping that we have a much milder version of whatever they had.
Yeah.
But you know that it happens fast because you know I've only sit it in front of my computer for so long.
I'm with you because listen. And I just want to put this out there very quickly for the listener. I got two extra phone lines open. Two of them are filled. I got two others empty. You can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I have absolutely no idea as to when the station will be up and running again in terms of like human broadcast. I don't know when this show, I myself, will be back on the air after now. So the phone lines are open. I got four lines. Two of them are occupied. Two of them are open. Let's talk, you and I, and that's what we're doing. I mean, and this is exactly better than how I envisioned this because there's a lot I want to get into, and if you two gentlemen gotta go, I understand, but at the same time there's definitely a lot of things I wanna talk about over the course of the next 47 minutes or so. So
no problem. I'm good, I'm here, yes.
So but much
I saw the thing that said, you know, because we're not sure about, you know, how much who knows when you'll be back on air. I cleaned out my whole hour and said I ain't moving.
I really appreciate that, and I mean you two have been absolutely amazing in terms of being fans of the show, as well as even both of you, having both of you in the studio, as a matter of fact. So a very sincere and heartfelt thank you to the both of you. This does mean the world to me. So continuing on, the first thing I wanted to touch on is there has been some kind of discussion that's been ongoing in terms of, I want to start with the NBA first because, let's face it, there was video that I saw, and then now before I get to the whole what's going to happen with the NBA in terms of the decision making, in terms of what's going to happen, how do they restart the league and restart the season and so forth. But there is something I want to get off my chest for all the listeners that are listening. There was a video that's going around in terms of Rudy Gobert and in which that he was woefully wiping the mics and the recorders of the reporters after a press conference. And I got to tell you this. Listen, when I saw that, I really was just thinking to myself, how reckless can you be? Like,
yeah.
even if you didn't believe in it at first. Now, I'm not going to lie to you, and I was very candid with the audience yesterday when I was on for 2 hours saying that, listen, at first I was skeptical. I was like, you know what, I'm not going to buy into the whole hysteria and whatnot or even be remotely alarmed. But if you're sick, you don't woefully say, "Hachoo! I'm going to rub my hands and get everybody else in, like, yo, what's going on, my man? Come over here. Show me some sugar. Oh, yeah." Like, and then you get your teammates sick in the process. And this is really the first time, before I ask both of your thoughts, where I'm actually going to rip him to pieces right now. First and foremost, you single-handedly cost the league and its employees at its arenas, at all 30 arenas, including the TD Garden, by the way, millions of dollars because of your negligence. So actually, I'm pissed off. So I'm pretty pissed off about that. Secondly, You released a soft, sorry apology yesterday that I saw on Instagram. And I said to myself, part of the apology was, quote, I didn't know how much trouble or how much damage this was going to cost. I'm sorry. Are you 12 or are you 27 years old? You don't think about your actions before you do it?
I didn't even see you posted an apology.
It's on the ESPN Instagram page.
Oh, God.
What are your thoughts, Lou and Everett, as well as Mike and Medford?
Well, you know, being the NBA guy, I thought he was a clown. You know what I mean? Like, you know, I know that some people obviously didn't take it serious. I think a lot of people didn't think this was big, myself included.
I agree.
Mm-hmm. I don't think most people did. And to be honest with you, the way the United States, how it hasn't spread like other countries.
So far,
has made people a little complacent about it. But, and also because it's getting the people who are older, you know, that are beyond the age of 50, or people who have, who are having, you know, health problems with, especially respiratory problems.
Yeah.
You know, you don't think about it, but, you know, my dad's in a facility, and you know, that's where I'm worried about it getting to. That being said, when somebody takes it that light, and then you turn out to be the guy who has it,
it's a horrible look.
That,
yeah.
You know, that's a level of irresponsible, you know, and it's a level of karma. To me, it's like karma. You're clowning, and now you're the one who has it. Like, damn. You know?
That's God fighting you for that one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mike. Go ahead.
Unbelievable.
No, but I'm looking at, you know, now it's, you know, the half-held apology, if that's, you know, whatever that could be.
Right.
But, you know, you look at it too, and you say, how immature can you be that you just go up and, you know, you're touching everything like, you know, you're like you said, you're a child. I mean, that's ridiculous.
It's childish at worst. That's really the best way to put it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, that's when your mother tells you not to do something and you go and do it. You know, now, like you said, you've cost people time,
money,
work.
Yeah, and livelihood at that. I mean, exactly.
Families that depend on it. You know, listen, you as NBA players and even professional sports, if you're not playing because of something like this, you've got contracts that say, okay, I may not get $1,000 this week, but I'm still going to get $500. These people, these companies, the people aren't working, they're just saying, well, you're not just getting a check in general.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
It's
an embarrassment. It really is.
It's maddening on so many levels. And for me, before I switch gears, is that I look at this and I say to myself, your actions single-handedly cause a triple effect. Number one, the NBA suspending its season. Number two, you got your teammate, Donovan Mitchell, sick. So not only that, you cost him and your other teammates money? No.
Right.
Absolutely not. Right. It's like, it's unbelievable. Now I don't know how different things would have been had, for example, the NBA said, you know what? He's sick. You know what? I don't know if they would have still gone on to suspend the season. They probably still have, but there's no way of knowing. But the fact of the matter is this, is that you can't treat something this serious so recklessly and lightly that you turn around and say, you know what? You're like it's like being the arrogant kid who says, I'm going to spread my love and my germs around like it's cotton candy at a circus. Like, that doesn't sit well.
Nope.
It really doesn't. And it's like really unbelievable. So
people, like I said, they think it's a joke, and, well, all of a sudden, now you're going to pay for it, you know?
Right.
And like you said, too, if they knew prior to it, would they have suspended the season?
Who knows? No one knows. All we can do is guess.
Well, maybe they would have just quarantined certain teams or something for a certain amount of time. But because you were out there coughing on everything and making it to be a joke, now you don't know how much it's spread. Now you've got to go for worst case scenario and shut everything down.
Here's the kicker. Go ahead.
Right. So maybe if you were an adult in the beginning and said, hey, look, I'm not feeling good or anything. I just want to get checked out.
Yeah.
And then you find out you have it and you go from there. Maybe it could have been contained a little bit better.
Perhaps. And I want to switch on Swiss topics real quick, because there was a column that came out in the Boston Globe, and it was written by Dan Shaughnessy, and he did a terrific job with this article in particular. Now, this one, I started thinking to myself, wow, we may have not only a big issue on our hands, but perhaps this is getting to a point, or it has reached a point, where we just don't know what is going to happen next. Because part of the issue that has arisen, I wish I can pull it up on right now, but part of the thing that I was reading about was essentially, we're at a time where there's no baseball, that's suspended. There's no NHL, that's suspended. Obviously, we just talked about the NBA suspended as well indefinitely. There's no Major League Soccer. Hell, there's no NCAA men's and women's tournaments. Like, I literally sat here yesterday and broke the news literally as it was happening, in terms of the NBA and all of the sports basically saying, I'm sorry, we're going to have to pull the plug. We can't do this. Like, it was something almost out of a movie, if you will. Like, that's how bad it got. And I never seen anything like this. So, a question I'll ask both of you is, as fans, but also as people who are constantly at games, as a fan, what were your first reactions when you first started hearing about the news of everything that started to unfold?
Well, for me, I was at the very last game. And actually, this is where my concern was, especially where I heard the Celtics themselves are now also in quarantine, because they were playing Utah a week ago.
Mm-hmm.
I was not at the Utah game, but I was at the last game.
I was wondering if you were, by the way. Go ahead.
I got courtside the last game. I actually sat courtside. Imagine that. The games to sit courtside at, right? Had a great time. Except for, you know, I'm only about 10 or 15 feet away from the players. Now, does that have me concerned? No, because everything I'm reading is you really need to be in close quarters, you know, sweating on and everything else. I was in the second row of the courtside, so I'm not overly concerned. But it did cross my mind. How does it not cross your mind? You know, you weren't I've never seen it. So this is so unprecedented. There's already a huge fear factor with the coronavirus, COVID-19.
By the way, we have. I'm sorry, Louis, but we have breaking news that just came in now. So for those of you that are listening on the WMFO, we have breaking news that just came into the studio. So Mayor Marty Walsh has just announced, this is courtesy of the Boston Globe, has announced that they will be closing Boston schools as of Tuesday with plans to reopen on April 27th. So for all of you that are listening in greater Boston and in metro Boston, Mayor Walsh has decided to close Boston public schools as of Tuesday with the plans to reopen on April 27th. So that news just came across the desk here at WMFO. So just wanted to get that information out there quickly. You can call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Please continue, Lou.
Wow. That's amazing. It's like a month off.
Yeah.
Wow. See, this is the thing. This is such a fluid situation, and everything's changing. So I guess I'm at a loss for words with that. Actually, Hugh, did you see that the Celtics released a statement?
Yes, I have it in front of me. Yes, I have it in front of me.
Yeah. So at least they're doing something. I know the NBA released one, but it's good to see the Celtics one. But anyway, I guess I'm at a kind of a loss, because you know there's concerns, but I don't know. You know, I'm in such a state of confusion about what just happened. You know.
Yeah, it's surreal.
This, but yeah, it's just so weird that knowing that, like, tonight, I had tickets for tonight. I was actually supposed to be taking somebody. I had before-game court access. I had post-game shoot-around on the parquet. Those are things that I love to do as a season ticket holder.
Yeah.
It's a great perk.
Yeah.
And I'm like, now I'm home, and I'm on the radio with you. Granted, that's a great thing.
Yeah,
but
thank you.
I'm like, what do I do tonight? You know?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Where are we going to go?
You know? Absolutely. So, go ahead, Mike.
Yes.
Yeah, just, you know, from a Bruins perspective, you know, I think I spoke on this yesterday when I was with you. As a season ticket holder, obviously I'm missing out on games, but also,
yeah,
you know, what happens now with all the games that I've had on the exchange that have been sold, you know? How are those games going to be honored? I mean, we don't even know how the NHL, when they come back, is going to do it. You know, how many games they're going to play, or how many, you know, how they're going to cut it off. And then again, as working for the Bruins Foundation,
yeah,
you know, that's all time that, you know, same thing. I had plans on Saturday night. I cleared my Saturday night off because I was working for the Bruins that night.
Yeah.
Guess I'll be home playing a video game or something because, yet again, you know, and that's what it's going to end up being.
Yeah.
You know, and you can't even say, you know, as sports guys, you can't even say, well, I'm just going to go home and I'm going to watch this here. Everything's off. Every sport's off. You can watch maybe ESPN show or Nesson show and some old stuff, but there's nothing.
And by the way, you know? speaking of Nesson programming, I got the tweet earlier. So Nesson right now, they're doing programming for 5 straight hours. It started, I think, at 5:30 of, like, my story featuring Bruin players. So it's,
yeah,
it's so like right now, there's a massive programming gap in terms of what on earth are these networks going to put on TV. There is literally nothing out there. Nothing.
Not only the local, the All-Star game, but the major network.
Exactly. Even ESPN included. Yes. Go ahead, Lou. What were you saying?
I said TNT last night played the NBA All-Star game.
Wow. I missed
because
that.
Because they had the scheduling. The game got canceled, so they had to put something on, so they played a rerun of the NBA All-Star game.
Yeah. Wow.
And that's a national TV, you know, thing. So that's surprising. I don't think anybody was ready for the scramble. You know, Mike, I got that email from the Celtics, and I would assume that the Bruins are following through, according to the Celtics.
Nothing from the Bruins yet. Nothing.
The only thing that we've gotten from the Bruins is yesterday on Facebook, they Cam Neely, John Sweeney, Bruce Cassidy, and Chara and Bergeron all issued statements.
Yeah, that was it.
And that was it. There's nothing been from the Bruins themselves and nothing sent to us as season ticket holders.
Yeah.
I think they're just going to leave it as where Cam Neely sent something out. So, you know, being the president, that's good enough for them. Because right now they don't know, you know? I mean, I'm sure they're sitting there trying to figure it out. You know, because now, whatever they come up with, you just had the governor today say, they're not allowing anybody with groups of 250 or more.
Exactly.
Right.
You know, there's a ban put on that. And now I just read a little while ago that St. Patrick's Day Parade is going to be held on July 12th.
I'm sorry, what?
What?
Yeah.
Wait. Hold on. Mike, where did you hear this?
I was reading it on Facebook of one of my, one of the people that I know that works with the parade. And they just put a thing that the St. Patrick's Day Parade is going to be held on July 12th.
July 12th?
Yeah.
So
St. Patrick's Day Parade has been rescheduled.
Well, that's a little off.
That very, very off. Gentlemen, and as well for all of those that are listening, imagine the following scenario. It's a week after the 4th of July. It's a steamy, wicked hot day here in Boston. And we all make our way to Southie. And, oh, let's go to that pub. And let's go to this pub. And by noon, it's dead hot outside. And you're all drunk. Drunk is crazy. And you're standing waiting for the St. Patrick's Day parade. I'm sorry. The logistics and just the sound of that alone just sounds off. And I'm only putting this out there as like, I want you to really hear this. And tell me how much sense does that really make? And how does that sound? St. Patrick's Day parade in July. I'm sorry, what?
Hey, well, for the typical Bostonian, I think any good reason to party is a reason to party.
you ain't, true words have never been spoken. Seriously.
I'm half Irish, half Italian, but my Irish ass is going out any day.
to be honest with you, if they do it, that's great. If they don't, I don't think it's anything lost.
It really isn't, yeah.
They have their pride, and they would want it. And I get that up to a degree. You know, the Boston Marathon got rescheduled. We saw, I don't know if you saw
September,
that.
To September 14th. For those that didn't, who didn't get the news earlier, the Boston Marathon has been rescheduled for Sunday, September 14th. So, wait, is that a Sunday or a Monday? I believe that's a Monday.
I think that might be a Monday.
That's a Monday, yeah.
Calendar right now. Either way, I'm curious because September is a Monday. It is not
it is a
cold
Monday.
Day, you know? So it's not like when you can go out there and run in April, and I'm not a runner by any means. You know, they look for like 50 and 60 degree weather. That's running weather.
Right.
September, we've seen it 90 in September.
Right. It's still late summer here. Stuff. Yeah.
Yeah. So I'm curious how that's
going to
affect runners.
And it's a great point because, and I want to bring this up because think about this for a moment. Now, I'm not a runner myself, but my father is one who has run in two different marathons as a kid. So the one thing that I've learned, and I've only seen, actually, correction, I've seen two marathons, actually make that three marathons, ran outside of the summer months. The New York City Marathon is always run at the beginning of November. The Hartford Marathon, which is the other marathon that my father ran, that's usually ran in October. And obviously the Boston Marathon is run in April. You don't really ever hear, at least in the Northeast, of the marathons being run while it's still summer. And in September 14th, it's still very much summer.
Right.
So,
that's scary.
So, like, I have the column in front of me by Dan Shaughnessy, which is titled, "Suddenly Coronavirus Wipes Almost All of Our Sports Off the Landscape." And I want to read an excerpt that really was just striking. And I want to read the excerpt, and here it is, unquote. He wrote, "It is a deadly global threat that has nothing to do with sports. And yet in 2 days, it has become one of the biggest sports stories of all time. It is breathless and ever-changing. It moves at warp speed towards the unknown. And it feels fruitless to say or write anything about it because by the time you read these words, so much will have changed. There is simply no way to keep up with the impact of the coronavirus on our North American sports leagues, teams, and tours. Our nation's capital is basically shut down. Kids are staying home from school. College students have been ordered to evacuate. Hospitals are preparing for what could be a dangerous and unmanageable surge. Broadway is dark. Disneyland is shutting down Saturday. Whole Foods has been rendered less than whole. And sports fans of America are going to have to watch ESPN's 30 for 30 documentaries and grainy World Series highlight reels to satisfy their daily fix. North American sports has hit the pause button. No more games. Not for a while, anyway." That part really was just striking because now I want to speak on a personal aspect here where, for me, and I really thought about this last night. I was actually talking to someone about this as well. It's like, we can go home and just turn on the TV. Oh, let's go ahead and watch some basketball. There's no basketball. Darn it. Oh, let's watch the spring training games on MLB Network. There's no spring training games. Oh, crap. Oh, let's watch some hockey. Let's watch the Canadiens continue to free fall and the Toronto Maple Leafs continue to suck. Nope, no hockey. Oh, shucks. Oh, let's watch some college hockey, perhaps. Oh, there's none of that, actually. Oh, man. Like I said this at the beginning of the show, and it bears repeating again. I cannot believe, and I'm not freaking out, but I can't believe that we find ourselves, and I'm not complaining whatsoever at all, But I can't believe we find out at a point now where, and this was a topic of discussion today here in Boston, we may find ourselves watching either old baseball or hockey game archives that's on YouTube or whatever else, all the sports documentary to basically fill in the time. But it's like, wow. I just hope it doesn't get to a point where restaurants are going to start closing, because that's my biggest fear.
Yeah, well, that's a huge fear.
it really is. Like, I'm just telling the truth.
I played a sports adventure. It was called At Lunchtime, Going to Stop and Shop.
Oh, wow.
And I know. I took my life into my own hands. thankfully, I didn't need toilet paper.
God.
But there was people arguing over bread in one of the aisles because they were trying to restock the aisles. And then I find myself uncomfortably amused about that. It was an adventure. Anyway, if that's where we have to take up our amusement of people hoarding, the woman that was on a news station this afternoon who bought 15 boxes of Cheerios.
Oh, my God.
And toilet paper. There you go. I mean, that could be our own sports that we have to entertain ourselves with until this is over.
I mean, I may have...
And that's what these people are getting, you know, because they're looking at it as, oh, well, if these stores close down, if they shut down all the stores for 14 days, what am I going to do and everything else? You know, and there's a meme going around on Facebook and everywhere. If you need, like, for 2 weeks, need, like, 14 packages of toilet paper, then you've got a problem way beyond...
This is beyond coronavirus, because coronavirus does not make you go to the bathroom. I'm just going to leave it at rated G, not even PG. I'm going to leave it at rated G right now. Like, go ahead.
One of the other things that, you know, we're talking about events and stuff. I mean, for me, I'm a huge wrestling fan. Every Friday night SmackDown is live.
Right.
It's a live show.
I haven't heard anything about that, by the way. Any word if that's even still going on?
Yes, but they had to go with the contingency plan. Now, they were supposed to be in Detroit tonight for their live SmackDown show.
Right.
They actually canceled the live show, and their performers, the wrestlers, whatever you want to say, are at their performance center in Orlando. And they're going to do the show from there. Now, whether there'll be people in the audience, I don't know. Now, in 2 weeks, in the beginning of April, well, maybe 3 weeks, is WrestleMania. It's down in Florida at the Tampa Bucks football
stadium. Yeah, Raymond James Stadium,
Right. They just made a announcement today that they are looking into a contingency backup plan, because as of now, WrestleMania is still going on. But, you know, if they're already taking a live show that's supposed to be tonight and moving it to their performance center, whether they'll have people in there or not, I haven't heard.
Yeah.
But if they're doing that now, be prepared that they might postpone WrestleMania.
And it wouldn't shock me if they did, which is why I asked, because I haven't heard anything at all in regards to what are they going to do in terms of WWE or, like, any of the live events and so forth. Like,
I read a little something earlier, too, that I think, and I'm not shooting myself foot here, but I'm just going to check now. I think the XFL is also suspended.
Yeah, that they have suspended the season.
Yeah.
Indefinitely. They actually canceled the rest of the season, but the players and the employees, they'll still get paid. Yeah.
Yeah. So currently, the XFL will not be playing its regular season games. However, all players will be paid their base pay and benefits for the 2020 regular season.
Yeah.
All XFL ticket holders will be issued refunds or credit towards future games. The XFL is committed to playing a full season in 2021 and future years.
Yeah.
So, I mean, don't forget, the XFL is owned by Vince McMahon. So, Vince owns the XFL. You know, WrestleMania may not be too far behind of them saying, hey, look, maybe we got to, you know,
put the show on hiatus. And, I mean, I want to point this out real quick, and this is not directed at either one of you, but can fans stop complaining and moaning, and I'm putting this very rated G right now, about I'm pissed off. People are overreacting over the flu. Why are people, why is sports like being canceled? Like, I'm sorry. The problem with a lot of you people is that you're so reactionary that you don't know a damn thing about actually being proactive. Like, it's gotten me fed up to a point where it's like, listen, would you prefer to become or have a situation similar to Italy, or would you say, you know what? Stop. Let's just stop everything right now. Let's make sure, let's take care of everything ahead of time, ahead of the curve, and then resume when it's most beneficial and when it's appropriate. Like, I'm getting sick and tired of seeing sports fans on social media complain about the lack of sports and was it really necessary and this is just the flu, people are overreacting. Like, I'm tired. Like, I'm frankly very tired. I'm very frustrated. And let me tell you something, ladies and gentlemen, because this ties into exactly what my next topic is going to be. You want to know who the people who are being affected the most are? People like myself. People who work in these arenas. People who work for organizations who don't have jobs. So you want to complain about not having sports to watch? Like, there are people whose livelihoods are impacted by this. Like, there are bigger priorities than for you to even worry about, oh, what am I going to do? What am I going to watch on TV? Like, seriously? Like, get your priorities, like, in order. And yes, I'm really upset right now because I understand. I'm one of those employees. I know people who are also on part of the situation as well. Like, I know someone who's down in New York, who's an employee at MSG. She don't even know when her next paycheck is going to come. So there are bigger problems than to worry about your damn entertainment.
Absolutely.
Like, seriously.
It's entertainment.
Like, that's all it is at the end of the day. It's entertainment. It's entertainment at the end of the day. And you want to, I'm not directing at neither one of you at all, but I'm addressing the audience and the people who have been complaining nonstop this whole week because I'm tired. I'm tired of hearing about it. You're not the one whose pockets are being affected. The athletes, and they have families too. They're human beings too. The employees, the people who work in the building. And you can also speak for it as well, Mike, being an employee for the Boston Bruins Foundation.
Yeah. Well, one thing I want to just, you know, if I have the chance right now to say is,
in
regards to your show, I follow you on Facebook, obviously. If we go through something that really aggravated, you know, was something to me today, you know, when you posted about the marathon, I didn't know about it. I really didn't. I was doing some other stuff, but I get an alert. I look at my phone. You post it. I was like, okay, great.
Yeah.
You keep doing what you do, what you love to do and report. If people want, pardon the expression, bitch about, positive
like, keep
news,
it clean. Keep it clean.
You keep doing it because, you know what, there are people that appreciate it and want to hear it and, you know, we're not living right now in a positive news day, you know. So let's call it what it is. We're right in the middle of a pandemic of this coming through, and it's affecting everybody.
Exactly.
So to broadcast the news of what's going on and keeping people informed, that's invaluable to people. Okay, especially. I mean, I'm not going to follow every news reporter or anything else.
Of course, yeah.
You know, it's nice to know that I could, you know, get an alert on my phone and have you, you know, post things and say, okay, great, I know that, you know? Fantastic. So, you know, it was something that got under my skin today, you know, and I was just like, you know what, dude, just keep doing what you're doing because me, and I know many other people that I know that know you, love and appreciate everything you've been doing. And
I appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I really do.
You know what? I mean, there's always going to be that one person at a party or something, but
yeah.
you just keep on doing because don't let anybody discourage you. You are fantastic at what you do, and you keep doing it.
I agree wholly. We're going to miss it while it's gone for a little while, but, you know, I, I'm I'm hoping this is a short thing. I know that it's a couple weeks, but
it's a lot longer than that. But no, I understand exactly what you're saying, though. But
you know, but I mean, I'm hoping it's a couple weeks.
Yeah, I hope Yeah.
You know, at least in the terms of you know, everybody getting their heads on straight, I think this is gonna really open people's eyes. There's a human level to this, whether it's sports or outside of that. Like you said, these players have family too. I was thinking about, you know, even just on a sports level, the Celtics. You know, you got somebody like Tatum, who may have been exposed,
yeah,
by playing against the Utah Jazz players who are infected.
And he has a young child as well, also, too.
He has a young child. They're all got to be in quarantine now.
They are.
How does that mess you feel? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And there's a lot of players in the NBA, the NHL, who are just starting families out, because that's that age you do it in. And they probably have all the family, too, that could be affected even worse. You know?
Not only is it that there, Lou, but look at, you know, you saw the video a couple of days ago where, you know, he's coughing in his hand, then dribbling the ball. Well, then that ball's right. Got to go to the ball boy that's going to have to put it in the rack. You're not washing down every ball.
No, you not know, at all.
That guy's getting the ball, putting it in the rack, everything else. He scratches his head or coughs into his hand, and then he brings it home to his family, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so granted, the Celtics are in the quarantine, but now you got to think, well, do we put some of our trainers in there, too?
Go ahead.
Well, I'd also touch a point, too. Much like Mike does the charities, the Bruins do a huge amount of fundraising and charities. So do the Celtics, you know. Every day that they don't have a game is a day that a charity goes underfunded. Is a day that they're not recognizing and taking care of those people that their charities support.
Exactly.
Which, you know, for the foundations, you know, they support a wide variety of charities across the state and even some of them across the country. I know for the Celtics, they do all sorts of things with kids, and I think pretty sure the Bruins do too. That stuff, just not even, you know, being told, but even... Let's look at a small level.
Yeah.
You're in the middle of the year of college and high school sports.
Yeah.
And that's all stopped, too. Now these schools are closed for up to a month, clearly, month and a half, and we don't get any of that. And those kids are missing out.
I really feel in particular for the seniors, but both high school and college who basically will not even have an opportunity to have a proper farewell. And being one who played football myself and did participate in high school sports, that's everything. Because not a lot of these kids get to play at the college level, more or less at the professional level. So I really do feel for them, but I definitely want to pause for about 60 seconds. I got to play this on the PSA, the public service announcement, which is brought to you by on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. PSA, 60 seconds. Don't go anywhere.
Welcome, everybody, and thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey on his birthday. Because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Just look at the news. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. And I'm not just talking about obvious things like campfires or letting your totally sweet nephew, Francis, play with matches. I'm talking about dumping your used barbecue coals willy-nilly or parking your car on tall, dry grass. That can lead to poof. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. But listen. Being a South Carolinian, I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous, deciduous, or new car scented. So if you love the outdoors like me, go to smokeybear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention, because fire safety is always in season. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. We have... Mike in Medford and Lou and Everett both on the line here with me, as they have been for a vast majority of the show and so forth. So in continuation, we got about maybe 9 minutes remaining and so forth. Are you guys still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
All right, perfect. Last thoughts. in terms of sports and moving forward. Now, here's an interesting question I want to ask both of you. If you're the NBA and as well as the NHL, if you're going to restart the season, do you, A, pick up where you left off after you have a period of being able to basically get your bodies right, like back in sync and so forth, after having what will be a considerable amount of time off? Or do you say, you know what, we're going to issue the rest of the regular season, we're going to play the playoffs with everything the way that it is currently, as it currently stands? So I'll ask both of you, what do you think the NHL and the NBA should do, considering that this is a major decision that they are going to have to make, especially as both leagues are currently suspended indefinitely?
I think we talked a little bit yesterday.
I received an email at 5 o'clock today about what the NBA says they're doing. Oh, this is from the Boston Celtics. Let me correct that. From the Boston Celtics, it says that tickets already purchased to these games will be honored when the games are rescheduled. Ultimately, if they are somehow not played or played to an empty arena, will be refunded. But it looks, and it says that they are going to be restarting all games through the next 30 days are postponed. But if, from my understanding and from what I've read here, it says that they are going to continue the season on in 30 days and just push everything back a little bit. That may not affect the NBA, but I'm assuming that might affect the NHL a little bit more, since the Celtics still have quite a few home games left. I think they still have maybe about 18 games. So
yeah,
about 18 games, and then the Bruins have 12 as well.
Right, and I mean, for the Bruins home game, we only got a couple left, really, when you think about it. One, two, three, four. We got seven home games left. But my thing was, and I think we touched on it yesterday, Drew, was, let's say that they, you know, say let's start back up, you know, at least for, you know, getting into playoffs and stuff like that. Yeah, that's going to run into the NHL draft. That's going to run into the NHL combine. That's also going to run into, you know, let's say these guys, you know, knock on wood, we say it's the Bruins. Let's say they make it to the Stanley Cup. You know, after going through the Stanley Cup, you know, the NHL says that they're not ruling out playing hockey in July. So by the time you finish all this, say it's July, you're going to give them 2 months off, August and September, and then it's back on to, you know, playing hockey again. You know, so, I mean, what type of rest do you get, you know, especially with the playoffs?
And that's,
if you don't make the playoffs, it's not a big deal. But for the teams that do make it to the playoffs, it's going to run really an interference, because you've got all these other things going on with it, you know?
And that's a great point, because it was something that was talked about today and yesterday, as a matter of fact. What was the NHL going to do? Because there, I don't see a situation where you give guys 2 months from, let's say, hypothetically, worst case scenario, that the season ends July 2nd. Hypothetically. Now, mind you, for those who missed the show yesterday, I mentioned there have been two instances in NHL history where the latest the NHL has ever played has been June 24th. 1995, that was Game 4 of the Stanley Cup Finals. And in 2013, 7 years ago, we all remember that infamous Game 6 of the Cup Final against Chicago. So there's been two instances where the NHL has played in the summer, at the beginning of the summer. So with this unprecedented situation, the question does become, do the NHL, in fact, say, you know what? Because of this situation, not only that, we think it would actually be a benefit to continue the season from where it was paused, but accept the fact that we may be playing games on July 1st, and then we'll worry about the 2020-2021 season after the conclusion of the 2020 Stanley Cup Finals and so forth. Mm-hmm. So with that being said, we got about maybe like about 3 minutes or so left. I just want to put this heartfelt message out to all of you who are listening and so forth, and for those who have been listening to the Shukri Wright Show since its inception on July 6, 2019. Now, this is not a goodbye, so I'm not going to let this message sound as if it's a goodbye or whatnot, but considering the situation that is at hand and everything that's going on right now, I think it's appropriate that we really take everything into proper perspective. This isn't about me. These is about the people who are the most vulnerable right now and feeling the grunt of this massive situation. This isn't about the media being overly hyping or hyping the situation for more what it is. This is something that needs to be taken as seriously as it needs to be. There are people and there are lives who are depending on the paycheck in which that they earned. And I'm not just only talking about the athletes. It's the everyday man that you may know. It's the every man and woman who work at these arenas, like myself and yours truly, who work at TD Garden. It's the people who have families, who have children to feed. So for every person that you may know out there who work at the Garden, who work at any arena across the NBA and the NHL, and even MLS, even MLS as well, it's something to absolutely think about. Think about these families. What are they going to do over the course over the next month and so forth? Now, as for the show, for those that know me and have known me well, this is something that I've been very passionate about, that this is my dream. And as much as it may hurt right now that we're going to have to go on a hiatus, please do know that I will be back, and we will all here at WMFO be back bigger and better than ever once we get through this situation. But for right now, the biggest and the most important thing that I can ask for, and that I'm sure other radio hosts and personalities and DJs can ask for, is patience and understanding that it's not just about you. It's not just about I. It's about all of us in a community in which that we live and a part of a greater community at large. Lou and Everett, thank you so much. Mike and Medford, thank you so much, gentlemen, for being part of this show, for calling in. I will never forget this and what you two have done this evening. I really do appreciate that from the bottom of my heart. I love you guys. Thank you so much.
Anytime. We love you back.
Anytime, love you back, brother. We're always here for you.
Absolutely.
We'll be here when you're back, too.
Absolutely. Much appreciated. Thank you so much.
All right. No problem.
That was Lou and Everett and Mike and Medford. And this is going to just about wrap up the Strictly Right Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. It looks like we are going to have we have another show coming up shortly. What's the name of your show?
Tears of the Gods.
Tears of the Gods. We have that coming up just shortly.